Before I dive into this today's movie, I almost said this week, but today's movie too much, I want to tell you what next week is going to look like. It's going to look good. We're in the final stretch of 30 Days of Van Damme. Happy Father's Day. What we're going to do is tomorrow, we're going to watch Kickboxer. And then there were two sequels to Kickboxer that star Jean-Claude Van Damme. There are other sequels to Kickboxer that do not have Van Damme. We have zero interest in them. Then on Thursday, over on the movie Draft House, Mark and I are going to review Universal Soldier. The following 2 days will be the, or excuse me, three, will be the three Universal Soldier sequels that feature Jean-Claude Van Damme. There are other Universal Soldier sequels that do not feature Jean-Claude. We have no interest in them. And then the last 4 days are going to be filled with just classics. If you've listened to this far, you probably know a couple of them you're going to see. Double Impact. Double Impact much? I do. I Double Impact whenever I can. But today, you didn't watch anything, did you? I watched Nowhere to Run, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, I think his name is, and alongside Rosanna Arquette and Kieran Culkin. Now, Kieran Culkin, obviously related to Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone fame, but he was also in Home Alone as Fuller. That was the cousin that wets the bed when he drinks too much. But he's also in one of my favorite movies of all time, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, where he plays the roommate to Scott Pilgrim. he's just a little kid here. Now, I'm just going to go off script a bit and say this gets 5 out of 5 Van Dams. But not only that, I think this is the best movie. It's really good. It's really, really good. And it is kind of on the outside of what his most popular movies are, but Nowhere to Run, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right, no, I won't linger too much longer. It's directed by Robert Harmon. And Van Damme plays Sam, who is a prisoner that escapes when his partner, or possibly brother, I'm not really sure, sets him free after some time in jail. And apparently Van Damme was in for murder, but it was a murder he didn't commit, but that was committed by his partner. And that's why his partner feels obligated to set him loose. But as they're getting away, his partner is shot in what's a really good scene, and dies. Van Damme spends some time in the woods and he meets a family, the matriarch of which is Rosanna Arquette. She has two young children, one of which is Mookie, who is Kieran Culkin's character, and then Bree, who is played by Tiffany Tubman. They're basically, I don't know, Mookie, who is, again, Kieran Culkin, is obsessed with E.T., and Van Damme breaks into their house at one point and steals some salt just because he's making steak in the woods, and Kieran finds him, and you find out that Kieran's dad had recently passed away, and he is... Anyway, this is kind of oddly appropriate because Van Damme becomes a father figure to Kieran, Mookie, and there is a developer in town. An old man is developing the area. Now, this guy was like super familiar to me. I'm like, I know this dude. And then I realized he's from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. He's the uber baddie there. The actor's name, I believe, is Joss Ackland. He's really great. He's super British evil man. I mean, he plays the part well, but he has a right-hand man who's played by Ted Levine or Levine. I feel like I watched him in another Van Damme movie this month. I'll have to double-check that, who plays Mr. Dunstan. And I, of course, Mr. Levine or Levine, his most notable role is that of Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs, or Buffalo Bob. I get them mixed up because of Joe Dirt. Go watch Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt Month coming soon, where we just watched Joe Dirt. He is like that he basically gets hired by crusty old guy to get people off of their property. It's kind of a run of the mill storyline where you get the people are on their property and, you know, they won't give it up to the developer no matter how much money they have. So then they threaten them. And basically they are threatening Rosanna Arquette's character. But little did they know that she has made good friends with Sam, who is a Ken Van Damme, and he kicks some ass, a lot of it. He saves some horses. He saves a guy. He saves some propane. No joke. And this, it's just really like the stuff, what I like about Van Damme movies and superhero movies too, just my favorite moments aren't the big super fight at the end. It's the moments where the big guy is standing up for the little guy. And in this movie, Rosanna Arquette and her family are getting pushed around by some big development gurus. And Sam is the guy who's got what it takes to fend them off. And it just warms my heart. Along with his relationship with Mookie, where they, and the other, and Bree as well, where they develop sort of a friendship of a fatherly nature. He and Rosanna Arquette start becoming romantic, and it goes pretty much the way you think it'd go. There's a finale that's awesome. Like the fight with, when Van Damme movies work, man, they're just so good. Like they lead up to the Ted Levine fight with Van Damme, and it doesn't disappoint. It's really great. Really good finale. Van Damme does some awesome stuff. He has so many good one-liners in this. Like, one of the, all the one-liners to me land. They just, sometimes they come across as cheesy in other movies. They land so well here. Like, after he kills the main bad guy, he's like, au revoir, asshole. It's awesome. And so, like, at the end of the movie, basically he has to go back to jail, right? And there's no getting away with it or no pardon or anything like that. It's one of the things I like about the movie. He has to go back to jail. And as he's leaving, they basically catch the main old man, red-handed, holding Rosanna Arquette hostage. And so he gets arrested and he starts yelling at Van Damme, "Don't you know who I am?" And Van Damme hits him with the door of the police car while he's cuffed. And he goes, "Wah!" And Van Damme goes, "I know what you are." And he gets in the car and he drives. Well, he doesn't drive away. He gets taken away and the credits roll. This movie is so good. It's in the new rotation of just classic Van Damme to me. This is it.